Come on.
All right.
What happened this week? Anything exciting? I mean, anything we could get excited over?
My personal life?
Well, is that real or what?
No way.
We don't care about anything else. They're going to show the personal life here, including home security, Janet Napolitano. They're going to show what she does every day. Which, I mean, it's just going to be so interesting.
Boy, am I going to watch that. Jeez. I can't wait to see what Janet Napolitano does.
Yeah, here's some new names that they've come up with because they're thinking of calling it DHS. No, inside the DHS.
Clever.
Yeah, real unique. Modern Familia. That's going to be a good one. The Young and the Arrestless.
Maybe we'll get to watch where they teach him how to do the pat downs at the airport. There's probably practice.
They get that
sessions.
From Perv Reality. That's where they get that.
You see what's happening in Texas?
Which thing? There's a lot of things going on in Texas.
They're talking about passing a law that makes it a felony for the TSA to pat down a passenger. So they're like going to war with the federal government.
Wow.
If you touch
Texas loves that. Texans love that.
If you touch the people in Texas, we're going to arrest you. They're saying that to the TSA.
Oh, my goodness. Texas.
Is that fun?
Yes. Here was another good name. Napolitano. I have a hard time with her name. Texas Ranger. For her reality
boy,
show.
Is she the opposite of a Texas Ranger or what?
Oh, that's just crazy. Inside the DHS. Oh, I just can't wait. Here's something else that was kind of interesting. You know, this comes from your favorite website. I Hate the Media.
I know.
They
I
talk
thought
about,
it sounded familiar.
They talk about media morons.
And there is a lot of them.
My name's not on there yet, thank God. Probably will be soon.
I have to watch myself. I'm on the radio now. I can't.
That's
like,
right. See, you've got
name
to be
names.
Well, Andrea Mitchell, she's there with Chris Matthews. They're discussing the Obamacare summit, and she said, "You're asking the House members to vote on something on the bet that the Senate will follow through."
Yes,
I love
we
that.
Are.
And then Matthews replied, "It's more than a bet because if the Senate doesn't do it, it's the end of the Democratic Party." Oh, what a moron! Jeez. Until we get the economy moving again, Jim Cramer told, and I love him, he's outrageous. He told Joe Scarsborough, I think everybody is just kind of wishing Obama would go away for a little bit.
He said that in Congress?
That's not exactly a moron. No, he said it on live on TV. You know, he just does what he wants. And then here's another moronic gesture, Joy Behar. Have you seen her from The View, and now she has her own show like Larry King? Oh, my God.
Oh, Behar.
Yeah, Behar. Yeah, right. I said Behar. What did I say?
I thought Behar. You said Bear. I was
Behar. Behar. She said about Sharon Angle, this bitch is going to hell. She said that live on TV.
Listen, Randy Rhodes, I listened to her call the Bush daughters whores on the radio, and I kept waiting for someone to cut off the radio show. But no, she didn't get fired till she called Hillary Clinton some.
Well, I know, and then William from the show, who just said that when he sees a turban, he gets nervous in a plane, fired his butt.
For that.
And this woman's going, hey, it's just unbelievable.
Didn't you just say the B word on the air?
I said it. I can say it. That's what I'm saying.
Can you say that on the air?
That's what I'm telling you. You can say that. That's a biatch.
Isn't somebody going to run in here and hook you out of here?
Yeah, see the hook? No, that doesn't happen anymore. They've changed the seven words.
They
and the
did?
Biatch word isn't one of them. Oh, no. You hear Laura say it all the time.
Really?
She loves that word, yeah. It's 2:35. I guess we better take a break. He's glaring at me behind that window. You're with Fox News. This is Broadview. J.P. Travis is here with me today, and we're going to talk some more. Don't turn that dial. And if you want to call, 823-1920, whatever you want to say, 829-1920. The lines are open for you to express yourself on Broadview.
Fox News Radio, 1270. Welcome back to Broadview on Fox News Radio 1270, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of Northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now here's your host, Jay Davis.
Yes, and welcome back. Today we're chatting with J.P. Travis. And Marilyn wrote in an email for you, J.P. She says she can't find your website. Give it to him again. Maybe I'm
jpattitude.com.
Spell it for him.
JPATTITUDE.com. JP Attitude.
Yeah. And you write something.
Because I'm JP.
Blog. You write a blog every week. What was it on? You know what? I didn't get to it this time.
I've been slack. It's been over a week since I wrote anything.
So it's still the Boehner Boehner.
The Boehner Boehner, yeah.
The Boehner Boehner did.
And has he been in the news at all?
I haven't
just
seen
disappeared?
Anything. No, I think he's gone on vacation. He can't take the heat.
Well, he probably had to go out and cry for a while.
Stop it. Now, I've asked you not to say that because he's sensitive. You'll make other men out there not want to cry. I know, it's kind of funny though, isn't it? I mean, there are certain times when you just got to hold it in, John.
No, seriously.
Oh, seriously.
Cry at weddings, cry at funerals, not in the White House bargaining for a budget deal.
Unless it's going to get what you want. You know, that's what girls do, you know. If we
Just admit that?
No, I'm lying. I just said that because it's a standard joke. It's an old wives' tale.
You don't really cry?
Yeah. I think we cry when we just can't get through to you. So that's what happens to him.
You cry when you can't make the man cry.
He just can't get through to you. Okay, now you were talking about Democratic Kloppenberg. Tell us what happened with Kloppenberg.
Well, you know the big
Missouri
teacher fiasco in Wisconsin.
Union.
The wars, the Democrats against Republicans.
Yeah, what's happened?
Well, coming right along after that, they had an election for a position on the Supreme Court. And the teachers put up a candidate, funded her, and she lost by thousands of votes after they found 7,000 votes that hadn't been counted in favor of the Republican.
Oh, whoa. This is Kloppenberg?
No, there's nothing sneaky going on.
She sounds like a Soviet.
The clerk for a city had
Kloppenberg
submitted the right number of votes, but then they asked her to submit them in a different format, and when she reformatted it, she left out a column with 7,000 votes.
Uh-oh.
So they already had the right numbers, they just didn't know it. And well, now she's asking for a recount because she thinks she got cheated.
Well, she might have. That'll be interesting. I love to see that kind of stuff. I love when they just follow through, but then we never hear what happened, though.
They are really having a battle there in Wisconsin.
Yes, they are. And well, they should be.
You know,
they're actually battling for everyone in the U.S., across the U.S.
That was the first state in the United States that allowed government workers to be unionized. So that's the beginning of it all right there.
Wow, where does that go back to?
I think it was the 40s or 50s.
I'll be darned.
I'm not sure, but it's been a while.
So they're the first ones to try to turn it off?
They're the first ones, right. And they're the first ones trying to turn it off.
What's I tell you?
Other people have already done it.
Well, what's I tell you then? I mean, they were the innovators back then. They were innovators back then. They're innovators now.
Yeah.
Give it up. You know what I feel about that? I'll just tell you, since you asked me. I think there's a lot of fantastic teachers, and I think teachers get into teaching for a great reason. They want to help. They think our children are our future. They want to train them. And then everybody gets ho-hum because they're working for the money and they're not making enough and they can't pay their bills and they're all cranky and they're cantankerous and then they take it out on the kids. So, time to upgrade things.
All you need for good education is a good teacher.
Yeah.
I don't know, all this admin expense that we have nowadays. And
those are babysitters. You know, you send your kids off to school.
And the fact that we can't walk in when we know we have a bad teacher and just get rid of them, that's what's killing us.
Yeah, you can't do that. Can't do that. But well, we're going to be able to. Soon. I see it coming.
So did you see the Amish farmer that got arrested?
The what?
An Amish dairyman got arrested.
Yeah, I heard something.
I thought about you right away because last week you were talking about the government getting into our business and controlling us.
I know. Well, tell us
what the poor man is just selling raw milk to people who have allergies and stuff, and raw milk helps them.
The FDA came in and said,
the FDA did it like a multi-year sting operation on the guy where they sent in FDA inspectors and pretended to be customers and built this huge case and then arrested him.
How much did that cost?
I don't know.
I mean, that's expensive stuff.
He's not hurting anybody. Nobody's ever gotten sick from his milk, and it's a lot of people it really helps.
Plus, some people can drink natural milk if they want. We don't need the FDA telling us everything.
You can here because California allows you to sell it, and you can just drive over across the border and buy it.
Geez, they're not monitoring our prescription drugs very well, but they're going to jump on that Amish farmer, man.
Is it ridiculous or what?
What? They were trying to prove something now because they've had so many mishaps, made so many mistakes. Now they got someone in there who's just got his gun on, and he's going, ain't no more of this going to happen. And he's going out there like the Wild West.
I want to read you this quote from the FDA woman. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, good.
We believe that raw milk should never be consumed. Who are you, lady?
I'm telling you, it's
getting out
of hand.
There's people drinking it all over the country.
It's
their choice.
Raw cheese will be next. That'll be next. Raw cheese.
Well, it's pretty much the
raw hot dogs are going to come in and arrest us.
Nobody eats a raw.
Nobody?
Is that even possible? I mean,
people eat raw hot dogs. And my
aren't
dog
they one of those uncookable
them.
Things? They're just already ready to go, aren't they?
Yeah. But yeah, it's not really like it's, you know, raw pig legs or something. You know, yeah, I don't like it. See, this is where I decided to get kind of involved, and I don't know a lot, that's for sure, but I'm investigating, and I see it everywhere in every federal, especially the IRS, every federal government agency Control.
Busybodies.
Control.
Busybodies.
Busybodies deciding what we can drink, eat, smoke, pet, buy, wear, fake.
Why would they care that you have raw milk? Why
they need to stop caring. How do we get that through to them?
I don't know.
Okay. Let's take a little break here. Should we take a break? Huh? Okay. Oh, he tells me, wait a minute. Oh, okay. All right. You're with Broadview on Fox News. We're talking with JP from jpattitude.com. You can email us at broadview1@live.com if you have a question or a challenge or an opinion. Do it now.
Welcome back to Broadview on Fox News Radio 1270, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now here's your host, Jay Davis.
And welcome back to Broadview. Today I have J.P. Travis in here, Jim. Just call you Jim. From jpattitude.com if you want political commentary and links and all kinds of great stuff to find out what the movers and shakers of our life are doing, go there, jpattitude.com. It's pretty interesting. I like your blog, too. I think you write funny.
You always say that.
I do. Jim, be new this week.
It's true.
Be new this week. Somebody might not have been listening last week. And you do. You write with a little bit of a sarcastic, fun thing.
Right.
What the heck is this? Calling animal pet lovers is insulting.
I brought that in just because I thought it sounded like your show.
John Bingham.
They don't want you to call
your animals.
Are
you trying to insult me here? You might as well call me your pet.
They don't want you to call your dog a pet because it's insulting and psychologically damaging to your dog.
The only thing that's psychologically damaging is when I don't put the food down when she's ready for it.
Talk